With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Biden campaign is stepping up its LGBT messaging during Pride Month. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Joe Biden's re-election team is launching new organizing efforts and media advertising to mobilize LGBT voters. The campaign says it will have a presence at over 200 Pride events in 23 states during June. At the end of the month, the President and First Lady will host a fundraising event in New York City. The campaign touts Mr. Biden as the most pro-LGBTQ+ president in American history, and his record proves that. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Kilauea, one of the most active volcanoes in the world, is erupting again in an area that last erupted a half century ago. The U.S. Geological Survey's Hawaiian Volcano Observatory says the eruption began early Monday about 1 mile south of the Kilauea caldera inside Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. In consumer news, gas prices are dropping.
Gas is down to $3.53 a gallon today on average, says the AAA, 6 cents cheaper than a week ago and even cheaper than a year ago by 2 cents. The AAA said recently the main reasons are less demand after the Memorial Day travel weekend and the lower price for oil. But it warns that we're now in the Atlantic hurricane season, and if a storm affects the Gulf Coast oil production and refining centers, it could push prices temporarily higher. I'm Rita Foley.
French schoolchildren have greeted dozens of U.S. World War II veterans with a big poster saying thank you as they arrived on Monday in Normandy, those veterans commemorating the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings. The Dow dropping 247 points. The NASDAQ is up 32. This is SRN News. America's moral compass has changed.
According to a new poll from Arizona Christian University, a majority of adults believe it's okay to tell a lie if it's in your own personal best interests. Large majorities also see no problem with gay marriage or with a woman having an abortion for any reason. The survey also reveals that most Americans embrace fornication, and amongst the youngest of us, 50% see no problem with defaulting on a loan if the lender, quote, doesn't need the money. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana could soon become the first state to require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. The legislation has received final approval from the state's GOP-dominated legislature. It mandates that a poster-sized display of the commandments in a large, easily readable font be required in all public classrooms from kindergarten to state-funded universities. This is SRN News. Police investigating a deadly shooting at a street party in Akron over the weekend think at least one person opened fire from a vehicle, killing one person and wounding 24 others. The shooting early Sunday killed one 27-year-old man. The wounded range in age from 19 to 43. Southwest Airlines going back to federal court in hopes of reversing an $800,000 award to a flight attendant who says she was fired for her pro-life views.
The airline also will seek to reverse a judge's related order that Southwest lawyers must take religious liberty training from a conservative Christian legal group. Southwest says the flight attendant was fired because she violated company rules requiring civility in the workplace. Her lawyers say Southwest violated federal law shielding employees from religious-based discrimination.
Correspondent Jeremy House, argument scheduled to be heard Friday. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.